This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Book the Pod!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube. Hopefully, we will find out when we post this. Facebook has their own podcast app thing now that you can actually listen to us directly on our Facebook page. I don't have to load up a video, so I think I did it correctly. We shall see. You will be the first to know if you're listening to this on Facebook. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, it's brand new this week, so I signed us up for it. Let's see if it actually works. But hey, joining me as always for the 300th time, Coach Dan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you been, man?
I've been good. 300 episodes of What the Puck. Can you believe it? We are wasting this monumental occasion on some preseason hockey. I am incredibly...
That did not go unnoticed.
I am incredibly bummed that our 300th episode is kind of like, yeah, that first game was good, wasn't it? Huh. How about that?
It was something. It happened. It occurred.
It occurred. That's right. All right. See you later, everybody. Talk to you later. But anyway, so let's talk about it. We've been around for about 9 years now. We have covered, we started out at the greatest point in hockey history that you could start a podcast about hockey during a lockout. We've covered regular season hockey. We have covered developmental games. We have covered Stanley Cup championships, bad playoff games. We have covered pandemics. We have covered hockey movies, hockey logos, way too much hockey fashion than I think anybody wants to hear. But we've been doing this.
I don't know about that.
300 episodes. How crazy is that? I mean, this kind of started. We talk about this every time there is any sort of special numbered episode. But how we started, where you and I just kind of like started as a gag. It was like, hey, you know, I was doing a radio show at our alma mater, which will go nameless. And it was kind of like, hey, man, you should really do a hockey segment on my pod or on my radio show. And you're like, yeah, I should. And then you text me later. Do you really want to do that? Because I would be down for it.
We thought we were just screwing around. And it was like, but seriously, you want to?
Yeah. And that turned into What the Puck, and we've been doing this for 9 years, 300 episodes. Crazy, dude.
It's something. The time has just flown by, but it certainly didn't feel that way during the full season lockout. That was the roughest, because we were doing shows, and we somehow made them like half an hour, 45 minutes, with literally nothing to talk about. And we weren't doing like movies. We weren't doing bits about jerseys or logos. Like, we were having legitimate... well, sort of legitimate hockey conversations, or as best you can, yeah, when there's nothing to talk about.
We were talking like, remember Ovechkin broke the glass at a KHL game when he was playing for Dynamo? I think we spent like 15, 20 minutes talking about how maybe you shouldn't hit your head into the glass over there.
It's Russian glass. I mean, it breaks really easily. You know, things happen.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, this has been a blast. I enjoy doing the show immensely. We've interviewed some great people. You know, we've had John Walton on the show. We've had Wes, you know, the voice of the Capitals. Both pretty much, you know, the voice of the in Wes Johnson, the in arena voice, and then the radio voice. We've had Adam Vingan, and our very good friend Ryan Drury has been on the show a plethora of times. We've had Dante from Clerks, Brian O'Halloran, on. We've had the awesome Ming Chen from Comic Book Man. I mean, this has been a blast. We get paid nothing for this. We still do it every week. We love the team. We love the game of hockey, and this is always... I always look forward to this. Every week, it's like, all right, I get to talk to Dan about the game that I love and the team that I love, and this has been a blast. But 300 episodes, man, this has been a blast. It really has.
No, it's been great. I think I got to give you credit for getting a lot of our crazy guests, because you just basically hound them until they agree to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty annoying.
I didn't say it. I think having Brian O'Halloran on was probably the one where I was just like,
right.
It's the dude from Clerks. And it was just cool because he was just like a hockey fan. And then actually, yeah. Like, he had tweeted to both of us after, because we were playing the Caps playing the Rangers.
Right.
A day or a couple of days later. I don't remember exactly the timing of it. It was within a couple of days. And he actually tweeted us after the game. I think Caps won. But I thought that was pretty cool that, like, this celebrity to an extent, you know, a decently well known actor,
currently just got done wrapping Clerks 3.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. It's cool that we got to talk to him. I think the John Walton one was probably the first. I think that's the first one we did where I was just like, you're the guy on the radio. But you're in person. And, you like, we went up to talk to him. I remember this. We, like, went up to talk to him about doing the thing. Because you had already tweeted to him. And I think I had a conversation with him about it.
Right.
But he at first was like, can I help you guys? Like, he like had this look on his face of like security. And then I don't remember which one of us said something to him about recording for a podcast. And he was like, oh yeah, cool. All right. And it was cool. I mean, it was fun to sit there and talk to him, and like people around us were like, the hell are these guys?
Right.
We had that when we did the developmental camp. We did actually recorded live there. We've done that, I think, twice now. And before they messed with developmental camp, or no, which camp did they mess with that made you really mad?
That was the one with where they had the Stanley Cup in the parking lot.
No, that was bad, but that's not the one I'm talking about. There's something that they used to do that it must have been developmental camp, because we used to go all the time and we ended up not going because I think they messed with the timing of it. It was like, it was on the weekend.
Moved
it during the week.
They moved it to like a Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, that's great. Let's drive out to Virginia. Like, I'm not as bad because I'm coming from central to southern Montgomery County. But you coming from Baltimore.
That's rough, dude.
Enjoy that traffic.
Yeah.
But I think one of those we were recording live, and people around us were like, what are you doing?
Yeah, we never got kicked out, which was really nice. I've been kicked out. Josh, my Ravens podcast, I do The Call. You can listen to that wherever you listen to this podcast. Cheap plug. We were doing a show outside of M&T Bank Stadium, not on the stadium grounds, across the street, and they sent security and shut us down and like told us we weren't allowed to film, which I thought was ridiculous. But like the Caps have always
been on their property.
No.
What grounds did they have to stop you?
I don't know, but Josh was like so scared. He was like, okay, whatever you want. Sorry. So I was like, this is ridiculous.
Were you recording the stadium, or are you just like talking to each other?
We were talking to each other. Stadium was in the background. Camera was pointed at us. We were in front of the stadium. Like, I felt like we could have just been like a news crew, but they were not happy about it.
I feel like people do that all the time.
Yeah, but
given it's in London, but I can think of one guy that I listened to a Arsenal podcast, and the guy used to do these post game shows, and he would do it from outside Emirates Stadium. So the fact that they were like, "Sorry, you can't film here," it's like, "Well, we're actually not on your property, so you really do anything about it."
Yeah. So we then it didn't stop the show. We just got into Josh's car and did it there. So like, I don't know what the point of not being able to film, like, it still went out to the public. We still talked about everything we're going to talk about, but you know, the Caps have always been cool. Like two weird dudes with microphones and a GoPro sitting in the bleachers. Like never, no one was ever like, hey, get out of here or whatever. So that was always nice. I miss the developmental camp though. I mean, even though I said I'd never go back to Kettler after the way I was treated at the Stanley Cup, photo session, I'd give it another shot now because I miss it so much, and the pandemic's maybe softened me a little bit, but
It's, you can't call it Kettler anymore. Maybe that's, you know, the change in name. Now it's the MedStar Capitals
Iceplex. Yeah.
Now that it's the Iceplex, I feel like you got to give it another shot.
My girlfriend and I actually did go there when we were coming back from Virginia a couple weeks ago. She was able to get one of the awesome W jerseys while we were there.
No, don't be the start. You just said, you only said that to irritate me.
Should be the primary.
I will hang up this call right now.
But I
that's not how it works, is it?
No.
Leave. You hang up.
I don't even know what that is anymore. Like what the the ice rink is on top of, because it used to be a mall. I don't think it's a mall anymore, but I don't know.
Is it not?
I don't know what's there anymore.
Aww. So, I used to go. I remember one time we went to developmental camp, and then you left, and I went down, and I wanted to kill some time because everyone was leaving, and I was like, I'm not sitting in this stupid line. So I went down. I went to like GameStop, and it was the first time I bought an Assassin's Creed game. It was great. I went home and played Assassin's Creed 2. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
life before having a kid.
I see. It still says shopping mall on Google Maps, so I don't know. Maybe it is still a mall. I thought they closed all that down last time I was there. But start dishing. I don't know. This looks weird. Stores and map. Oh, it says stores. All right, so maybe it is still a mall. So kids, back in the day, you used to have to go to places to buy things, and they were called malls. And they have a Chick-fil-A, so that's nice. Don't go there on a Sunday.
Dude, can I tell you how many times that I've wanted a milkshake from Chick-fil-A?
That's how they get you, man. Mess
with
your
brain. On a Sunday? And like, aww. I can't go get one.
But hey, we're here to talk about hockey for the 300th time. Let's talk about it. The Caps have had one preseason game, and it wouldn't be Caps hockey without it going to overtime. That is just what the Caps
do. I noticed that too, and I was like, you guys are not even creative anymore.
Welcome back to Caps hockey. It is overtime.
Same script.
Saw it coming. So anybody jump out at you during this preseason game that kind of caught your eye? Anybody you're like, yeah, this person could really have a future? Because there are going to be some holes that the Ravens, I just got done doing the call, that the Caps are going to have to fill coming up.
Honestly, no.
Yeah, me neither.
And that's not necessarily a shot at them. I just, you know, it's the first preseason game.
Yeah, getting their legs underneath them.
Yeah, I think tonight will be a little more interesting. You have McMichael playing and LaPierre. I don't know why I struggled to say his name. It's not that hard. Neither one of us can talk tonight. you got Protos playing, and they're, like you talked about, there's a spot likely opening on this roster because Backstrom's week to week.
Right.
So I'm guessing because of his hip. And so if he's out for that significant period of time, you know, be it a week or multiple weeks, someone's going to have to step up. And they're talking, I think it was on Caps this morning, last week, about, I'm in Friday, about, you know, oh, you can slide Oshie over. And I was like, no. Don't need to do that. He's a winger. Why mess with it? Like, I get if you don't want to, you know, Backstrom's your second line center, more likely than not. Kuznetsov takes the first line with Ovechkin. Backstrom on the second line, you have Eller, then Dowd. You don't want to mess with all of the lines by moving Eller up, moving Dowd up and putting someone in, or moving Eller up and putting someone in the third line center spot. I understand wanting to keep the other lines together. I don't, and I still can't get behind the idea of putting Oshie as a center when he's a very good winger. Like, why mess with it? I'd rather just, we've seen Eller is able to step up for, you know, a decent period of time to step into that second line center spot if he needs to be, and he can play very well there. There's a little bit of a concern earlier this week when he went, he left practice with a lower body injury, but he's fine, thankfully. That would have been a big problem. And so I think right now it's an opportunity for a guy like McMichael, for a guy like Protas. There's a couple other guys that they're looking at that are like, hey, this might be an opportunity for you to step up and get a couple of games with the Caps, or even get a couple of weeks before you go down to the minors, the juniors. I mean, it'd be kind of a waste of McMichael if you don't keep him around, because then you've essentially cashed in a year of his contract. But it is. I think right now it's a very good opportunity for Connor McMichael to say, hey, look, I belong in the NHL. He needs to step up. You know, I believe he got an assist in the first game, and he's playing tonight. Little surprised he's not playing on a higher line. Right now he's on the third line, but maybe that's because they want to see how he does in that sort of role to be able to fill in. And you have Eller on that second line. But he's, I think right now tonight, excuse me, tonight you have Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, and Mantha. It looks like starting, this is from Samantha Pell from the Washington Post. Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, and Mantha, that's their, looks like potentially their new top line. And I heard an interview with Mantha where he's basically just, all he's got to do is be a big body in front of the net and just keep your puck on the ice, because Kuznetsov can find you with a pass. Ovechkin, more often than not, can find you with a pass. And you know that you can feed both of those guys pucks. And, well, at least Ovechkin will shoot. Kuznetsov still does that thing where it's like, dude, shoot the puck, man. Like, stop skating around. Yeah, it looks nice, but score, or at least try to. So, you know, I think that could be a really good top line of those three. And, you know, I'm curious to see how, I mean, LaPierre is getting a gift right now because he's playing on, you know, in the center with Oshie. So I think that's a good opportunity for him to show himself. Carlson will be playing with Alex Alexiev. That'll be kind of fun to watch.
Ooh, got, I didn't know about that pairing.
So you've got your recent draft. Oh, Kempney's playing. He'll have his first game back tonight, so that'll be kind of cool. Different. And then you've got, what's his name? Iorio.
You want an Oreo?
I would.
Yeah.
But there's a guy with that name too. But we can talk. I'm gonna get some Oreos afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, that dude better do well because the marketing just writes itself.
Do you like the classic or you go for flavors?
Oh, classic. I'll go for some of the flavor ones.
Yeah.
But the classic's the best.
Yeah.
He's playing with Kempney. So I think that's a good opportunity for him to show, you know, a little bit what he's got. I don't think he's gonna make the roster. But right. It definitely gives him an opportunity. So tonight's game, I think, will be a little bit more interesting. We'll see how they do.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, this is the only time Coach Dan and I had time to record. So we are not going to be able to talk about that second game that is happening literally as we're going to get done this show.
I get up on my phone, man. We start talking about it as it happens. I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah, so that's kind of how it works right now. But there are some interesting things going on in this second game. Yeah, do you have a question?
How do I find it on my phone? Is it the NBC Sports app still?
My Teams app?
No, but they're... Yeah, it is. All right, cool. Because I was just thinking, I was like, they're not on NBC anymore. Yeah. Actually, it was kind of cool. So yeah, I know you're not a big fan of this whole thing, of like the Hulu and ESPN and TNT and Turner and Discovery and Spike TV or all the other weird channels.
Spike doesn't exist anymore.
I couldn't think of anything else. It was the first one that popped in my head. And so I did think it was kind of cool because I turned on Hulu last night or opened it. I don't really know what the right terminology is there. And the Seattle-Edmonton game was on. And I was like...
You have Hulu Live?
No. Well, I don't think so.
You just have regular Hulu?
Because I think it was on ESPN Plus and I have ESPN Plus.
Oh, okay.
So that actually was kind of cool. I can watch, given they have to be available, but I can watch games. So, like, I'm going to go on ESPN's app. Let's see who's playing tonight. Also, Seattle jerseys, the away ones, not a fan.
Hmm. I got to say, I did look at the schedule of the games that will be airing and where for the Capitals, and very soon, very, very soon, I'm going to have to order get that bundle for ESPN Plus because I think one of the early October games for the Capitals is on Hulu or ESPN Plus. So I'm going to have to be shelling out some money at some point.
So going back to Seattle real quick, I'm coming around on the logo. My problem with it, I feel like it's too thin on the jerseys. It wouldn't be our 300th episode. We can have a little bit of fashion talk.
Of course.
I feel like it's too thin, so it makes the jersey look weird. The white jersey. I haven't seen the home one yet because I've only saw part of the one game. Also, they got crushed. It was 6-0 at the end of the score. I was watching a little bit. I saw the one dude score for Edmonton. I don't remember who it was. It wasn't McDavid. Oh, man, he's good. But then it was just like, oh, right, well, this isn't going to go well for anybody on Seattle's side because it's just like it was not a good goal to give up. But it'll be kind of cool. I you know what? It's going to be weird, and I don't like that we're going the way of like having to pay to watch our teams play
right
on TV. But there is a benefit of, to an extent, at least at the moment, that you can watch a lot of other games if you're paying for that service already. Like NHL Network, you can watch other games. But you're paying for that one thing, right? With the bundle of Disney Plus and ESPN and Hulu, I get a lot more for a bang for my buck, if you will.
Yeah, I already have Disney Plus and Hulu, so I mean, hopefully they'll give me some sort of deal to just wrap in that other one. I know there's the bundle, but I want to be like, hey, I've already been your
no deal when I did it.
Your customer for a while, help me out. But I'm
I
sure
was like
won't.
You.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. But hey, at least I'll get to get some UFC fight nights back because I missed those when they went behind the paywall. I haven't seen them in a while. But yeah, let's talk a little bit about what we're seeing here. So yeah, I thought it was interesting that LaPierre Hendrix LaPierre is on that second line with Oshie. Like you said, that's a big gift for him in his very young career. I want to see what those two look like together during this second game. But Nick Backstrom, it looks like he's going to be missing some time at the beginning of the regular season. Lars Eller came out and said the Caps are expecting him to miss a couple weeks. And then Lars Eller went down with a lower body injury. Doesn't seem to be anything serious, but he did have an issue last year as well. So,
nah, he's fine.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's not allowed to go down.
they're keeping him out precautionary, which is a good idea. However,
he said he's fine.
Yeah, I mean, but he could lie. With
Backstrom, no, he would never.
With Backstrom out, with Eller potentially going down already, and who knows what he'll do in the regular season, with Yevgeny Kuznetsov being Yevgeny Kuznetsov, that center position, in my opinion, maybe not wide open due to the cap hit, but there's definitely some room to grow from somebody that really wants to show off. So I'm excited to see what LaPierre and a couple of these other guys can bring to the table through these exhibition games. I mean, given the fact that the cap space that they don't have is really going to hurt who can actually come up and play, that's going to be the big tell of who's going to be a part of this team and who's in the minors.
Well, that's the thing, because if Backstrom's out long term, they put him on long term injured reserve. His $9 million plus or whatever it is cap hit goes away while he's on LTIR.
Right.
So then you have room to bring up a guy or whomever to play in that spot. They suddenly have a ton of cap room. It's, you know, when he comes back that they have to figure out how to fix that. I still feel like, and I have absolutely no information on this, obviously. I feel like it would make more sense to move out one of your overpriced defensemen, especially if you're looking at, you know, Favari and whomever else and going, you know, these guys are ready, because you can, to an extent, have a Carlson Orlov, say Schultz and Kempney, Van Riemsdyk and Favari, and you can move out a Jensen or keep Jensen and move out Kempney. But I feel like having so much money, I mean, Carlson's at $8 million, Orlov's at 5.1, Schultz is at 4, Jensen and Kempney are both at 2.5. Like, it's a lot of money you're putting into these guys that you don't necessarily need to. And for a team that's as cash strapped as they are.
I mean, I was even reading, like, if Kempney does come back and he is a part of this team, the chances of Martin Fehervaari being a part of this team full time are kind of slim to none just because of the cap space issue.
Oh, I have to imagine he's not going anywhere. Actually, this is random. I just noticed on Cap Friendly. On Cap Friendly, it says there's in their columns, how a player got acquired from a team.
Right.
So for Vanecek, it says trade.
Technically, it's true.
I know, but I was like, I guess. Yeah. All right. Fine. He was the Seattle Kraken for like a fortnight. Like he was not. I don't even know if I said that word right. He's not really right. That was silly. Yeah, I know. I mean, I feel like they're going to have opportunities to bring guys up. They're going to have to, because players are going to be injured at some point. You already have one with Nick Backstrom. I think that's Connor McMichael's best opportunity he's going to have to solidify a spot on this team and prove himself. He's going to have, potentially, if he's the guy, significant opportunity over the first couple weeks of the season to say, hey, I'm your guy. Don't send me down. I'm ready for this, you know? And maybe it's a situation where, I mean, he's not going to cost a lot of money, I don't imagine. So let me see what his cap hit would look like. According to the... It's $863,333. So it's not a huge cap hit if you keep him around. And you can also, you know, is that a situation where you play him on the wing to start when everyone's healthy? You know, early in his career, he plays on the wing a bit before moving over to the center spot and really solidifying himself. They did it with Backstrom. They did it with Marcus Johansson. And it worked out well. Marcus Johansson playing for Seattle. I kept hearing his name on the broadcast, and I was like, is that a different Marcus Johansson? I think it's his opportunity, but you're going to see guys like Brian Pinho who are going to, you know, try and take a shot at holding down that spot, be on the third line or fourth line. You're going to see, you know, LaPierre's probably not ready for that yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, if he plays well, if they're at least giving him a longer look. You know, and there's a couple other guys that they could look at and go, like Alexi Protas, who, I don't know if I'm saying his last name right, You know, he's a young guy, 20 years old. They could be looking at him going, you know what? Show us what you got. Or is it not finally an opportunity for a Beck Malinson, Michael Scarbosa? You know, there's a couple of guys they could look at and go, you know what? Maybe it's your turn to, you know, if you do well, you'll get this opportunity.
Yeah, we will see what happens. I know Trevor Van Riemsdyk, they have him switching sides. So it looks like they are trying to get him into the lineup, work him way in, his way into the lineup. So they might be trying to save a little bit of cash there.
They don't have a lot of left-handed defensemen.
Yeah. So, I mean, having him switch sides, you've already got him a part of the cap hit. So having him switch sides and fill a role that Chara or Dylan may have left you, I mean, that's also an option they're looking at as well.
That's true. I did read about that, and I found that interesting. You know, there's a number of questions that's kind of hanging over this team, and not necessarily in a bad way. I'm sure every team has questions going into the regular season.
Yeah, that's what the preseason and training camp's for.
Yeah, and so the two big ones are, what are they going to do about Nick Backstrom being out, and what's the defense going to look like? And to an extent, you know, Carlson, Orlov, Schultz, and I have to imagine Van Riemsdyk are going to be in the lineup more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Jensen, Kempney, and Favari. You know, and maybe when these other guys like a Matt Irwin, who they signed, and McElrath, when he's back from his 4-game suspension for being a dummy, you know, are they going to get an opportunity as well? I don't know, obviously, but I think that's something that's the second big question. At least in my mind. You got Backstrom, and then what's the defense going to look like? I feel like goaltending-wise, it's Samsonov's net. Vanacek's backing him up. And I think with the forwards, we kind of, aside from specifically who might line up where, we're pretty confident we know who these guys are going to be outside of the Nick Backstrom situation. Right? So we know Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, Oshie, Mantha, Wilson, Eller, Hagelin, Hathaway, Sheary, Dowd, and Sprong are all on the roster. It's who might be the extra guys and who's filling in for Backstrom until he's back. Those, you know, that's the other big question.
That is the big question. But something else that we are looking at as well at this second game, kind of interesting as come out of this, Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, the Ant-Man, Anthony Mantha, as the top line. I mean, of course, like we said, we're not going to be able to discuss what we see in that first game. But moving forward, are you comfortable with that being your top line?
Well, I think I need to see it first before I can be like, yep, let's make it happen. No, I mean, I think on paper it makes a lot of sense. You have your sort of bruising power forward who scores a ton of goals in Ovechkin, power forward / sniper. You have Kuznetsov, who's your playmaker, and you have Mantha, who's a big guy who can just, you know, he's not going to go and he's not going to say, not that he does, but headhunt like Tom Wilson. He's not going to go and cause as much of an issue, but he's 6'5". He's not a little guy, 234. He's a big dude. And I think that can only help this lineup. And he can score. So I think it's great. I really want to see how it works. I really would love it to work out. Because then you can have a second line of an Oshie, a Backstrom, and a Wilson. Or even I was looking at something where, you know, if you want to keep Oshie on the right or Wilson on the right, both of them on the right, then you have, you know, do you bump up Sprong? Because you like what you're seeing from him. Do you put him on the left and bump Oshie back to the third line and spread out some of your scoring a little bit? So, you know, I like the lineup right now. At least the possibilities of the lineup, I should say. You know, Backstrom being out is a problem. But it's also an opportunity for someone else to step up. And hopefully someone does.
Now, I think you said earlier, goalie-wise, you're going to have... Did you say you were going to have Sammy as your number one and Vanacek as your number two?
Yes, that's what I would do. The stream finally started for this game. It took forever. come on, guys. 7:01. You're supposed to start at 7 o'clock. Just kidding. I think so. I think if I was choosing, it's Samsonov's my number one and Vanacek's number two. I think when they protected Samsonov and not Vanacek, that told you everything you needed to know in terms of how they viewed the two, you know, who's more important sounds meaner than I'm intending, but who's your number one? Who's your backup? But I think it's more like a 1A, 1B type situation. I think Samsonov gets more games than Vanacek is because he's more, I'm guessing, your future. And Vanacek eventually becomes the guy you trade for picks, prospects, another player, whatever the case may be. But I definitely, for me, and I think the way the team's looking at it, is that Samsonov is the number one guy.
See, I still can't believe that. I mean, Vitek... he's shown he can go. He's saved their butts big time with the Lundqvist and then Sammy constantly being hurt last year. I can't believe they wouldn't go with Vitek as their number one guy because he's shown that he can go. I mean, Sammy has played a three-game stretch once in his entire career. So, I mean, how do you not go with Vitek as your number one guy? I don't get it.
I mean, Samsonov had better numbers in the playoffs last year. Not that the playoff numbers were all that great anyways.
Yeah, so did Craig Anderson.
Well, that's true. And their numbers were almost identical in the regular season. I mean, they had this exact same GAA, and their save percentage is a difference by .006. Not the same as many games. It looks like Samsonov played just over half the amount that Vanacek played. So, you know, I think when they protected Samsonov, that told us what they think in terms of who's number one.
Well, I mean, luckily, this is an 82-game season. It's got a lot of travel. Maybe it'll give Vitek yet another chance to show what he can do in net. And
He's going to get to play. I'm thinking like 60-40, 65-35 in terms of sharing the net. But that's no major injuries or anything like that.
And that's a big thing with Sammy. Can he stay healthy? I don't think he has. I mean, Vitek, yes, he did get hurt in that postseason. Was that game one against the Bruins? He did get hurt there, so I can't really say anything about that. But, I mean, Sammy has had a health issue in the past. I don't know if he can get past that. With Kuznetsov kind of leading him down the wrong path, I don't know if that'll help either. But we'll see. We'll see going forward. But if it's still a battle in net, it's going to bring out the best in both players. So hopefully that's what we'll see from either of those guys. So what else should we talk about, Caps world? I mean,
Caps made a couple of cuts the other day. They cut a bunch of young players, Garen Bjorklund, Hakon Hennilt, Martin Haas, Bear Hughes, and Drew Krebs. So they sent those guys down. Makes sense, back to their juniors, minors teams. Caps got a new dog.
I saw that.
That was pretty cool. They got Biscuit. It's a 9-week-old chocolate lab. And Biscuit's part of the America's Vet Dogs, which is a nonprofit that raises service dogs for first responders and veterans with disabilities. Same place they'd gotten Captain from,
Captain.
I believe.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Chocolate lab, always great looking dog. And I think last little thing is we want to give a shout out to our buddy Ryan Drury.
Yeah.
He got to call his first game as the color commentator for the Guelph Storm of the OHL. That's pretty awesome.
Congratulations to Ryan.
I'd like to
well
know when
deserved.
He's going to have us on a broadcast.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're right there. We're ready. Bring us on. Let us talk to you, Ryan. You know, we've had you on the show plenty of times. Invite us up to Canada.
Where's that? Well, I don't know if they'll let us in right now.
That's true. Call us on Zoom.
You're coming from where?
I don't know. Maryland's got the best numbers, COVID-wise, in the country, I think. So
we are doing well.
Yeah, but hey, Ryan, you ever need us to come and talk about the team that you're doing color commentary for? You know, you let us know, and if you want us to,
because we know so much about the OHL.
Oh, 100%.
As a league, let alone the Guelph Storm. I don't even know if I'm saying the name right.
But hey, if you want us to rep your team also on the podcast, you let us know and we will wear that swag.
I am more than happy to rock not only during the show, but I will do it year round.
Mm-hmm.
Now it gets a little chilly down here in Maryland in the winter, so I think I'm gonna need some winter gear and some summer gear.
Maybe a toque. You can get you a toque, you know, I can do that.
A toque, a sweatshirt, a jersey.
I'm an XL.
T-shirt.
Just point that out. So
I'm either a medium or a large, depending on the fabric.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying.
This is a large, what I'm wearing right now. So depending on the brand.
Yeah, you
large,
got
extra
what you,
large.
You got like a look. I thought it was a Nordiques thing, but I don't think that's the case.
It's a Vineyard Vines. It's a whale. That's also a football.
That's not a football.
Yeah, that's like it.
No, that's just a whale with stitches coming out of the top of it.
Football. You know, I got hockey shirts from Vineyard Vines, too. I got a hockey playing whale, so it's all good. So is that it for Caps World?
I think that's it, dude.
All right, so are we going around the NHL? Are we going down to the farm? Any of that good stuff?
I don't know.
You got anything?
I don't have anything.
300th episode. God, this sucks.
Let me check, see if any trades that went down. I don't. Remember Zach Sanford? Didn't he play for the Caps? Yeah, he got traded as part of the Oshie deal? Uh-huh. He just got traded to Ottawa back on the 25th for Logan Brown and a 2022 conditional fourth-round pick.
That poor guy.
And we talked about Chara last week. Ooh, Rasmus Dahlin, actually, on the 22nd, he signed a 3-year deal with the Sabres on purpose. $6 million a year. He got paid. Kirill Kaprizov, he got 5 years at $45 million. That's a $9 million cap hit.
Ooh.
Wow. I am not going to pronounce his last name correctly. Columbus signed their goalie, Elvis. Yeah, already worth it right there. Merzlikins. I don't think I said that right. 5 years, $5.4 million a year. And he's a starting goalie, so good for them. And we made a couple deals that went down over the recent past. I don't really know how to. That one got away from me a little bit. Zach Parise signed with the Islanders? I didn't know that. That was back on September 10th. I totally missed that one.
Yeah.
I remember he got bought out by Minnesota. He and Suter got bought out, and Suter was pissed.
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, he was less than pleased. Oh, we're about to have puck drop at Capital One Arena. I'm gonna give you a little. I'm gonna show up Ryan. I'm gonna do my own little play-by or color commentating.
There you go, Ryan. Here's his audition tape to join you.
I'm kidding. It's nothing's really happening so far. I mean, they're skating around and oh, sticks are in the air.
Are they saluting the audience? Welcome back, game two.
No, it's guys are fighting for the puck.
Ah.
I think we already have the first line. Ovechkin forgot something. Should have scored. Just kidding. I mean, right now, looking at this top line of Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, and Mantha, you know, Kuznetsov, I feel like he doesn't look like a big dude, but he's out there. He takes up a decent amount of space.
Right.
I don't know. Never really thought about it that way. Never mind. I'm not going to say what I'm thinking. I was going to make a dumb joke.
It's usually a good thing.
Yeah, that's true. Well, a minute in, we got no score. I feel like if we were doing an actual game, like I would try to do something, but right now,
yeah,
I'm just screwing around.
All right. Well, hey, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTPCoachDan, talking all kinds of occasionally Capitals-related stuff. But hey, it's the return of Jonas Siegenthaler.
Oh, yeah. That guy's a devil.
That could be taken different ways.
He's a devil. He plays for Jersey.
That's fine. You can Twitter at WTPCoachDan, talking Caps hockey, Arsenal football club, the Bills, Washington football team, and also
they have a name
sports.
Yet?
No, but I really want them to go with Red Wolves. I think that would be really cool.
I feel like they're getting closer.
They've allegedly gotten a list down to 3. Allegedly. I actually think they're doing a really good job of how they're handling this. Not rushing it. And they're sort of keeping the fans up to date, more or less, in terms of what they're doing. So I do want to give them some credit for that. But yeah, that's fine. I'm on Twitter at WTPCoachDan. But hey, if you've enjoyed the show, go ahead and check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. It's when new shows are coming out, as well as all sorts of interesting things related to the Washington Capitals, the National Hockey League, Hershey Bears, Hershey Cubs, and the South Carolina Stingrays. That's facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, you already plugged the show once. Let's give it another one. If they happen to be a fan of a purple-clad organization that is not based out of Minnesota, is there a podcast they should listen to?
Yeah, that's right. You can go over and like my Ravens podcast called The Call. Anything you'd like to know about the Baltimore Ravens, me and my buddy Josh cover it. You can listen to that wherever you listen to this podcast. Big game up against Denver coming up this Sunday. I recorded that show right before talking to Dan, so there's a good chance I say Capitals or Ravens and just, you know, mix them up depending on what show I'm on. So you listen to my podcast called The Call. Now, this show we do for free. You listen, stream, and download for free for 300 times. On Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and Facebook. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok, anywhere you're social on the web or with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan, I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So, couple games coming up. Lots of stuff going on. We are almost in October, which is insane that it is already the end of September as we're recording this. But coming up on Saturday, October 2nd, the Capitals travel up to Philadelphia. You can watch that game on NBC Sports Washington. And then on Monday, October 4th, the Capitals continue. They go up to Newark, up against these Devils again. That game's at 7 o'clock. You can watch that nowhere. So go to Jersey and see the game in person. That's the only way. Game. Yeah. And then they travel. They keep going up 95. And now they're in Boston on Wednesday up against the Bruins. 7 o'clock start. You can only watch that one on the NHL Network. And then Coach Dan and I will be back at some point next week. I don't know. Might be Tuesday. Might be Thursday. We'll see how our schedules work out. It's preseason. We're not stuck on one thing right now. We got stuff to do. So, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. 300 episodes. This one was a shorty. Not much to talk about. It's the preseason.
Shorty, it's almost 45 minutes.
I know, but like, really, what did we talk about? We talked about us.
Backstrom?
Yeah, talked about back. He's back. Well, it was his hip, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Damn it. That didn't work.
That's
cutting
fine.
That out.
Don't you dare.
All right. Well, that's it for the show this week. Everybody, say it loud. Say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.